Hi, my name is Thais Gibson, and I'm the creator of the Personal Development School. This is your Daily Breakthrough video, and in this video, I want to talk to you about the six key reasons that anxious, preoccupied, attachment style individuals get burnt out the most easily. So we'll often see that overall, because anxious, preoccupied individuals may people please in like their workplace, their friendships, their romantic relationships, that eventually they deprioritize their own needs. And part of like replenishing and staying recharged in life means meeting our own needs or having space for our own needs to exist. And you may think of a time, for example, that you were stuck doing something you really didn't want to be doing and how draining that felt, versus a time where you spent an extended period of time doing something you really loved that may have required energy, but maybe you left that event or that situation feeling even more recharged than when you entered in. And so much of this has to do with the fact that if we are aligned with our personality needs at a subconscious level, we tend to feel better. We tend to feel more passionate, more recharged, more focused, more present. And so when an anxious, preoccupied is always people pleasing, yes, that does play into certain needs that they have in their lives related to other relationships and building connection and community. However, this will often leave room for other needs to be deprioritized and really unmet and eventually starved a little bit, which can lead to an anxious, preoccupied individual feeling really burnt out long term. The second big thing that I see for anxious preoccupieds is they tend to struggle with poor boundaries. A huge part of the reason anxious preoccupieds have poor boundaries is they will forego their boundaries as a subconscious strategy to be agreeable, to be liked, to not be rejected, to avoid abandonment, or even things like avoiding being a burden, according to their perception of themselves in the workplace as well. And this largely comes from their attachment programming all the way back in childhood, the vast majority of the time. And so what we'll often see with anxious, preoccupied individuals is they may be in the workplace and they may say yes to taking on projects that they don't have space or capacity for. They may get into situations where they help others with their work and get so occupied helping other people with their work that they forget about the relationship to themselves or their work and their priorities that need to take place. And so eventually these poor boundaries can lead to like this huge pileup of extra stuff to be doing that can lead them to fall behind, feel frustrated, feel exhausted, and of course, feel burnt out long term. Number three is a huge reason anxious preoccupieds can get burnt out is because they put themselves in a position where sometimes they can be so consumed about rejection and being not good enough and their fears of not being good enough that they may end up really rejecting themselves, really criticizing themselves, beating up on themselves, putting themselves down in their internal dialogue, especially when they make a mistake and they're worried that like they're going to get in trouble or somebody's going to find out, that it can really create a lot of exhaustion. And something that's really important to know is that whenever we are in a position where we are thinking negative thoughts about ourselves, we have negative beliefs activated about ourselves at the subconscious level, this leads to negative emotional output. Right? We don't feel good when we're thinking negative things about ourselves. And you may see, for example, that an anxious preoccupied through thinking all these painful oriented thoughts, feeling these negative feelings, having these sort of strong cortisol responses that can take place over time. This can cause somebody to spend more time in sympathetic nervous system function, fight or flight versus parasympathetic, that rest and repair mode that we often need to be able to stay rooted in order to avoid getting burnt out. Another major reason that anxious, preoccupied individuals get burned out is because they may get too engrossed in their workplace relationships and too focused on what people think of them rather than feeling that they can be present and just go into work and do what they need to do and not have that extra added stress throughout the day about micromanaging their interactions and what's showing up for them and if people like them or don't like them. And a huge part of this comes from anxious, preoccupied's tendency towards being codependent in the first place. I would say the vast majority of anxious, preoccupied individuals just are codependent. And this is something that's really important to work through, not just in the workplace, but also in life. Codependency often leads to resentment, breakdowns in relationships, and often feeling responsible for things outside of ourselves to the exclusion of the relationship with ourselves. Now, if you want to check out, by the way, a course for free for 7 days, you can check out our Breaking Codependency and Enmeshment course. It's so valuable for anxious preoccupieds to heal their relationships and have really fulfilling, lasting relationships. Romantically, at home, and at work. And you can check it out for free for 7 days by using the link in the description box below. And this leads me to the last point for today, which is also anxious, preoccupied, attachment style individuals are likely to spend too much time worrying about what other people think and even getting engaged in things like gossiping in the workplace, that leading to politics in the workplace too much, and sort of worrying too much about the power status hierarchy socially that can take place in the workplace, which again can just lead to like excess drama, excess frustration, excess taking things on your plate that don't necessarily belong there. So it's really important. And again, by the way, this isn't always the case for every anxious preoccupied ever, but it is a pattern that I've seen over the years. It's important to address. So if you are struggling with any of these different things, please know that part of healing from being burnt out means deleting the things from your life that are not serving you and getting better at the things that you need to create those boundaries and to prioritize yourself equally. So for AP specifically, getting to know your needs, getting better at setting boundaries and breaking codependent relationships at work will be very valuable for bringing you back into balance and feeling like you've got that capacity to effectively recharge. So I hope that all makes sense. Thank you so much for watching. I hope you enjoyed this video. Please like, share, and subscribe if you haven't already. And I will see you in tomorrow's video.